Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
June is Caribbean American Heritage Month in the United States. In June 2005, the House of Representatives unanimously adopted a resolution recognizing the significance of Caribbean people and their descendants in the history and culture of the United States. On February 14, 2006, the resolution passed the Senate. The proclamation was first issued by President George W. Bush on June 6, 2006. During the Caribbean American Heritage Month, we honor America's long shared history with our neighbors in the Caribbean and celebrate the Caribbean Americans who have enriched our nation, said President Donald Trump in a proclamation issued on May 31st. Caribbean Americans embody the American spirit, with their talents and hard work contributing greatly to America's economy, he said. They protect our citizens as law enforcement officers, serve our communities as public officials, and mentor our country's young people as educators. Through their tremendous athleticism and determination, they have brought pride to the hearts of the American people as members of numerous U.S. Olympic teams. Their leadership and resolve have made incredible contributions to our society. As trailblazers, Americans with Caribbean roots have sewn their own unique thread into the fabric of our nation, the president noted. Dr. William Thornton, a native of the British Virgin Islands, designed the United States Capitol and is generally considered the first architect of the Capitol. Jean-Baptiste du Sable, the first permanent resident of Chicago, was born in Haiti. Widely recognized as the founder of Chicago, his prosperous trade settlement has become one of the most iconic cities in the world. This month, said President Trump, we acknowledge the numerous contributions of Caribbean Americans to our nation, including those of the more than 4 million Caribbean Americans who live in the United States today. We are also deeply grateful to the many Caribbean Americans who have served or are currently serving our country as members of our armed forces. The United States is proud to recognize the achievements of Caribbean Americans and contributions they have made and continue to make to the United States and to the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.